Okay, today we're going to conclude the fifth parak of Maseches Tamayim, and Bezus Hashem, move on to the sixth parak of Maseches Tamayim. So we are up to Parak Hey Mishnah Yud Aleph, and we're continuing our discussion of being Torim min HaChayiv al HaPater, and min HaPater al HaChayiv, how one is not allowed to be Torim in such a way. You always have to take min HaChayiv al HaChayiv, min HaPater al HaPater. Obviously, Pater doesn't mean entirely Pater, because then you wouldn't be Mafresh Tumsa Maseches at all. It means something like something that's only Chayv Midrabanan for that which is Chayv Daraisa, and vice versa. So let's begin Mishnah Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us, Tara min ha-demai al ha-demai. If someone separated Trumas HaMaisros from demai he brought from one Amaretz on demai that he bought from another Amaretz, mi demai al ha-vadai, or he separated Truma from demai for that which is min demai al ha-vadai, from demai on that which was absolutely tevel. So truma, in both cases, that which he was mafrish is truma, because it's possible that they're both chayiv in truma, and they both never had trumas ma'isos hufrash from them. So they're both going to be, it's going to be chal. In the case when you separate demai on demai, both amei aretz might have taken ma'isos, or both amei aretz might not have taken ma'isos, in which case they're equal to each other. When you're taking minah demai al havada, it could be that the demai also never had trumas ma'isos taken from it, so also it's just as chayiv as the vadai. So therefore, there is a reasonable possibility that which you just did was to actually be mafresh truma. But the yachzor v'yitrum, you have to take truma again, because even though it's possible that the two were equal, it's also possible that the demai that you separated as trumas meiser was already had the meiser was taken from it, and the demai that you set that you separated for did not have trumas meiser was taken from it. So the truma that you originally separated in that case would not have taken effect, and therefore it's still tevel. So and obviously where you separated from demai for tevel, then certainly you know that the tevel never had trumas meiser taken from it, but it could be the demai that you took from did have trumas and maisos taken from it. So you always have to account for the possibility that that which you were mafrish is not actually chayiv in trumas and maisos, whereas that which you were mafrish for was chayiv in trumas and maisos. So you have to take trumas maiser again, but even though you have to do that, what you separate before is treated as trumas maiser and has to be given to a kohen. The trumas maiser doesn't have to be taken again, even when it's separated from demai for tevel. And the Mishnah tells us that the halacha is going to be different if you separated tevel for demai, meaning if you flipped it around. Minavadai ala demai, if you separated trumas maiser from real tevel for demai truma, then what you separated is truma, because it is possible that the demai also has not had trumas maiser taken from it, and therefore it was tevel. So the tevel vadai could be a valid trumas maiser for the demai. So it is possible that it is a valid trumas maiser, but v'loteach la'chiyotzi ala trumas maisos. The kohen is not allowed to eat it. It doesn't have the full status of truma until the owner takes out its truma and maisos for it. That's because it's also possible that the demai already had trumas maisos taken from it, in which case the vadai tevel that was separated as trumas maiser did not become trumas maiser and is still tevel. And tevel, the kohen is not allowed to eat, so it's usher to eat until you properly take off the trumas maisos. So where demai was separated for demai or for definite tevel, the truma that was separated goes to a kohen, and that's it. The kohen's allowed to eat it. You don't need to take off truma maisos again. But everything else still you need to take maisos from before you could eat it. When definite tevel was separated for demai, then the opposite is true. The truma goes to a kohen, but you do need to take maisos from it before it could be eaten, whereas the demai could be eaten even without the maisos being taken from it again. So that's the basic rule of this Mishnah. It's interesting that a kohen is not allowed to eat tevel. There's a chakira in the achronim. What exactly is the iser of tevel? Is tevel, Rav Yosef Engel has an essay about this, is tevel its own independent iser called tevel, or is tevel aser because of the truma that's misarevbo, the truma that's mixed in the future truma that's mixed in there? So it's one of the rayas that it must be an independent iser and not just aser on account of the fact that there is truma mixed in there, is the fact that a kohen is not allowed to eat it. If it was only aser on account of the truma that's mixed in there, then a kohen, l'chora, should be allowed to eat it. So now we move on to Perek Vav. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the chiyuvim of maisos of someone who farms a field as either a choker or an aris. A choker is someone who rents land to farm the land, to work on the land, and he agrees to pay the owner X amount of produce, regardless of what the land produces. An aris pays X percentage of the crop that it produces. So an aris, what we call a sharecropper, pays whatever it is, a half, a third, a quarter of the crop, and he keeps the rest for himself. A choker pays X amount, whatever it might be. So says the Mishnah, Makabel Sodom Yisrael Min Ovid Chav Min Akuti. If a person takes a field as a sharecropper from whether it be from a Yisrael, from an Ovid Chav, from a non-Jew, or from a Kuti, Yichalek Lifneim, he could divide the produce in front of them and give the owner his portion, and he doesn't have to take Trumas and Maisos from it before he gives the portion to the owner. The Chum were Mekel with the sharecropper to make sure that people would actually work Eretz Yisrael and that it shouldn't be left unworked. Meaning, generally, you're not allowed to have Tevel Yotzi Mitachas Yado, that you can't allow Tevel to leave your hand and go into somebody else's hands. So generally, that's why we learned in the last parak, you're not allowed to sell Tevel, you're not allowed to give Tevel as a gift. But in the case of a sharecropper, we allow you to give it to the landowner, we allow you to give it to the balabas, to the owner of the field, without taking the Chumas Maestros first. And the reason is because if sharecroppers had to take Chumas Maestros before giving the landowner their share of it, so it would discourage people from taking on a sharecropper agreement. And that might leave major portions of land in Eretz Yisrael without people working it. And we want Eretz Yisrael to be worked. We want Eretz Yisrael to be developed and to be cultivated. So in order to encourage, you know, we Chazal have a number of takanas like this, where we do things to encourage the better functioning of society, right? That we do things, you know, shalotinol delos bifnei lovin, we make it easier for people who lend money so that people will want to lend money. We have takanas hashavim, we have takanos to make it easier for people to do tshuva, so people will want to do tshuva. So here also, this is a takana to benefit the sharecropper, so people will want to be a sharecropper. But now, the Mishnah rather is going to switch to talk about someone who's not an aris, but someone who's a choker. So, choker sodom Yisrael. So now we're going to split it up. We're not going to talk about Yisrael Ovid Chav Min Kuti all at once, whether you're choker from Yisrael Ovid Chav Min Kuti. We just start talking about a choker from a Yisrael. We'll talk about the Ovid Chav in the next Mishnah. But a choker sodom Yisrael, if someone takes a chakirus arrangement where he's going to give X amount of produce, regardless of how much the field actually produces, to the landowner, so, and the landowner is Jewish, Torim Vinosim, so then you have to separate the truma before you give it to the landowner. You don't have to take anything else, but you do have to be mafresh at least truma. Truma has to be, because truma, the chiv is to do while it's on the goren. So since the contract that the choker has makes him give the balabas the share after it's been removed from the goren, from the threshing floor, so the chachamim kept the chiyuv of truma on the choker, but sharecroppers often would set aside the owner's share before removing it from the threshing floor and leave it for him there. So the chachamim didn't require him to separate truma when it comes to sharecroppers, when it comes to an aris would take care of it normally before it left the threshing floor. So since an aris would take care of it before it left the threshing floor, that's why an aris doesn't have to do this. Only a choker, who typically would take care of it after it leaves the threshing floor, and once it leaves the threshing floor, the trumas have to be taken. Now, why doesn't he have to take the maisos as well? Because we want to make sure that people are going to be interested in taking on a choker arrangement. We want to make sure that they cultivate Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda, so read the comments. Emasai, when do we say that a choker doesn't have to separate the other maisos? That's if that which you're providing, the guy who owns the land, is from the very crop that you're working, from that very field that you're working. But if that which you're giving him is from a different field, even though it's from the same min, or you're giving him from a different min, even though it's from the very same field that you rented, meaning you agree agreed that you would plant wheat on the field, but you planted barley on a certain portion of the field, and the landowner is taking the barley as a payment. So then ma'aser v'nosin lo. Then not only do you have to take the truma, you have to take all of the ma'asros and give him all of the ma'asros from the field. So now let's summarize what we learned in Mishnah Yud Aleph. In Parakeh Mishnah Yud Aleph is that if demai was separated for demai or for tevel, then the truma that was separated goes to a kohen, and the kohen gets to eat it, and everything else you have to take trumas and ma'asros before it can be eaten. And in the reverse, when tevel was separated for demai, the truma goes to a kohen, but it has to be you have to take it again before the kohen can eat it, whereas the demai can be eaten even without being mafresh again. And then in Mishnah Aleph we learned that if a person takes an aris arrangement from Yisrael, an Ovid Chavim, or a Kuti, he can provide the owner of the field with his portion without taking any trumos and maestros. But if he takes a chakirus arrangement from a Yisrael, you have to take trumos and not maestros. But Rabbi Yehuda mentions that if you provide produce from a different field or from a different min than you had agreed to work on in that field, then not only do you have to take trumos, you also have to take maestros. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.